Thank you very much.
Excuse me, sorry, 4 to 5 minutes, not more.
No,
for the conclusion.
Yeah, 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 okay, okay. Thank you, thank you. We have out of the time. In any case, I think if the 20th century was the century of the first and second generation rights, my view is I agree with the delegate of Cuba. The 21st century is the century of the third generation rights. The right to development, the right to clean and healthy environment, the right to peace. Regarding to about the comments raised by a leading expert Melik, no, on the right to development, we are in the United Nations system. In 1945, member states of the UN create an international order and a new international social international order. I mean, and for that we have the Charter of the United Nations, Article 1, Article 2, the importance of promoting the principles of the Charter, the principles like the peaceful settlement of disputes, the prohibition of the use of force, and I think I respond to the comments raised by the delegate of Venezuela regarding to the issue on unilateral coercive measures. And finally, on the issue on the Ministry for Peace, and I think it's really an excellent idea. The organization of your organization, Giovanni Papa 23rd, have been organizing some events and doing some sound research on this specific topic. And I think the declaration on the right to peace opened the way to this possibility when this text of the UN system refer to the national and international institution for the education for peace. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I think it's a good way then to implement this specific right. Thank you, Ms. Moderator.